Now we, Sagadaji, tell me to think that Mahsadastu Ikran makes a Malika. If you turn this Simon into the back of the neck, if so, might you remember, look, what do you have to say that Malika is kosher from the back? Afulu Shaykhanani, even the Shkita should also be kosher then, on an animal. If you take the animal and, like, move the simonim to the back of the neck, and you make a shkita there, so comes out the first thing you're cutting is the simonim. So before it becomes a treif, you cut the simonim, the shkita should also be kosher. So why does the Mishnah say what's kosher by Malika is pasuk for shkita? And the Lav Shemamin is going to prove to say, Af Machzer, the Bnei B'chir just meant to say that you could also make a Malika by first moving the simonim to the back. But not that you have to. Avada Malika could be done normally with the simonim in the front. And so, Masnissim, not that our Mishnah makes the contrast of Masnissim to the lawyer Hadar. Our Mishnah is talking about where you did not move the simonim in the back of the neck. So therefore, Malika is Ksheira there. Mashaik and Eshchita, since you are first cutting the Mafrek, is making them into a Trefa. And then first cutting the simonim, and the Chani is Tzula. So that is Mustafa to set up. Now, he just meant to say, Af Machzir. Omer Rabbi Yanni says, Yikablu Haribin Es Shuvasan. In other words, let the young ones receive this tshuva. Rashi says it means to say that the Yana like is arguing on Bnei Abchia. So if to say Hanorim is Bnei Abchia, they should hear there's a tshuva, there's a tshuva, what they're saying. More than those that they say, if you push this simonim to the back of the neck and make him leak, there is Kshera. What's the question of them? Tiktoni, because it says now Mishnah Nimsa comes out, Kosher Bishchita Pasadim Likam. Any place that's kosher for shchita, meaning the front of the neck, that's kosher for malika. And kosher for malika, any place that's kosher to make a malika on, means the back of the neck, is kosher for shchita. That's kosher for shchita. Now, lemuta mai, what does the context exclude? Lav doesn't the context exclude, lemuta machzer simonim achui erif. The lay, that if you press the simonim to the back of the neck, that soon it's not kosher to make a malika there. Rashi said, because if it's just come to tell us the Ikar Alochis, that the Tzav was kosher l'shchita, and the Oyev was kosher from Malika Pshita. So isn't it coming to exclude, Rashi says, if you mark for the Simonim, the kosher l'shchita, erechnami. If you'd move the Simonim to the back of the neck, see if you'd make a shchita there, be kshera. But a person Malika, from Malika, be person. So if so, of yet you've done Bnei Abchia, the Yer Tzmashim, if you put the Simonim in the back and make a Malika, that's Tzura. Samara says, Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Loi, that's not the Peshat, could be thought a question of Bnei Abchia. Hadar, the Mishnah needs to say, Kosher Bezeh, as possible Bezeh, Lemute Shein, Fitzipor, and it comes to exclude a tooth or a nail. But by a Shchita, you can't make a Shchita on a nail that's attached to the goof, or on a tooth that's attached. Ma'ashen Kei Malika, we know, how do you make a Malika? A turn takes the clay and takes the thumb with his nail that's attached and presses it down. That's what Mishnah means to say. By Malika, a nail that's attached is kosher. Mashenka by Shchita, something that's attached, the nail. And who are doing here? If the tooth is attached, also it's Tzula. Samara says, no, but as you could turn it, that we learn clearly. You only just Mishnah to make that for Dirk. That we learn clearly before we had. That Chutz Mimagla Kotzog Amagera Vashnei Rati Perin. And the verse says, talking about Mulchaberis. So learned it already. Samara says, Ela Rava Omer Rav Yirmiya. Lemute Melech Umevi means to exclude moving backwards and forwards. Because by Maliki after the Davka pressed down, the Kohen has to take his thumb with his nail and press it down in the back of the neck. Not to move his thumb back and forwards. Mashenkin by Shchitu, you know he has to move the knife backwards and forwards. So that's what it depends. Honichol Amandi Yama Melech Umevi B'Malika Apostle. If you ever be Melech Umevi B'Malika's Apostle, you're right. That Malika is the Davka pressing down and not going back and forwards. Vashenka Bashchit is the opposite way. But Elul Laman Yama. But the way we hold, that Kosher, no, even by Malika, if the Kohen wants to take his thumb and go backwards and forwards, it's still a Kosher Malika, is so mindful of name, what can you say then? So, what is the Deacon of a Mishnah? What does it mean to say? Kosher Bezer, Kosher Bezer. So, the Chur, it means to exclude what Vnei Abchia says, that the Yamachs of the Simonim, still is tossed by Malika. Samora says no, that the Bnei Rav Chiya Savri, they hold, command Yom, at the Monday of it says, Melech Umevi B'Malika Pesel. They hold Enoch Naim, the Deek of the Mishnah is, that only Melech Umevi is kosher by Shchita. Ma'ashenken by Malika, if the Kohen would take a stem and make a movement of going backwards and forwards, that psula. That's the way Bnei Rav Chiya would learn our Mishnah. See, if it's not a pircha upon them, if we pass him that the molech the mevi is like a kosher by Malika, then in the will be a tiyufta, will be a kosher on Bnei Rav Chiya. Rabbi Moore says, Omer Rav Kana says, mitzvahs Malika. What's the mitzvah Malika? How are you supposed to do the Malika? Is koit feitz v'yori. The koit takes the stem, his nail, and just presses straight down. That's called koit, he slices v'yori and goes straight down. V'zui mitzvah, so this is the mitzvah Malika. That's what Rav Kana said. So Selva Reb Avin, Lemaim Reb Avin said to say, what he meant to say was, Koitetz V'yoridin, that the only way to make a Malika is only by stamp pressing straight down. But Melech maybe lay, if the Kohen moves his thumbs backwards and forwards, that's no good. Or Melech Rebim said back, no, Kol Shechein, it could be Kol Shechein, the Melech maybe the Malika Kosher, for sure it's good if you go backwards and forwards. In Madag was good by Shchit, but the Kol Shechein should be good by Malika also. If so, Zui Mitzvah, what did Rav Avin need to say the mitzvah Malika is to be kaitz is time to press straight down? What he meant to say was, Eimer, Av Zuhi Mitzvah. Even pressing straight down is also kosher. But Enechnam, if you're Melech a Navy, he holds Kol Shechein that is kosher. Madag Mor says, Omer Rabbi Yimya, Omer Shmuel, that Kol HaKosher B'Shchita. Any place, like of the neck, that's kosher for Shchita. Kinegdei, opposite that side, means the back of the neck, is Boirif, kosher from Malika. On that opposite side is kosher from Malika. There's the front of the neck, that part is kosher for Shchita. On the back of it, that's kosher from Malika. So who wants me to say, a diet, l'chura, that her posa b'shchita, any part of the neck that's posa for Shchita, is posa b'malika, if it's too high up or too low down, the same place is posa b'malika. So what does the mutu mean? What do you mean to exclude? What do you tell us? What's psula? What kind of psula is there by malika? Then if you want to tell me the mutu ike simonim, mean to say, let's say the simonim, the windpipe or the food pipe, was uprooted, was uprooted inside. That's a psula by Shchita. So the same thing now, that neck by knife. You cannot make a liquor on it, you cannot make a malika on that neck. Since there's an ikur simonim, the simonim were uprooted, were detached from its place. Simonim says no, v'atoni rami by cheskel, ein ikur simonim b'yayf. In the loch of a matter of a knife, whether it's the shchita, whether it's the malika, there's no psula with ikur. Even the simonim were uprooted, still it's kosher. And we'll soon see the reason why. Like this by Shchita, by Behemoth we hold, this is an Ikki Simonim. If the Simonim were like torn loose. So that's a psul. You can't make a Shchita now. It's a shallow later, we'll see if it's pattern, it's a trefa, or even it's not a trefa. It's a psul in Shchita, that the Simonim cannot be torn loose before you go to make a Shchita. For the reals by us, there's no such psul. Even to make a Shchita, it's kosher to make a Shchita if the Simonim were torn loose first. So that can be the pshat, if it's ever possible for shchit, it's possible for liquor, it's not true. If the old son is an ikur is not a psul. So, like, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yim, Yom HaShmuel? They'll call a kosher b'zeh, master, possible b'zeh, what's the chiddush? So Mora says, Omer Apropa says, Lemutei Reshei, means to exclude that the bokum on the head, you cannot make a mlika on the head. So Mora says, Reshei pshit, of course you can't make a mlika on the head of the bird. Like we said before, it means something nearby the back of the head, but not the head itself. So Shita has to be on the neck, not on the head itself. Simora says, my Reisha, what's the Chiddush? I'm telling you that Reisha's Psula means to say Shipu Reisha, where the head starts to become slanted downwards, not the top of the head to the back of the head itself, but starts to be Shipu, starts to be slanted. Even there, it's still possible l'malika. And Mora says, "Kegain did nokat mishupu reishai v'higrim," that you took it, you started to make the malika by shipur reishai, where the head starts to become slinty, and v'higrim, and you started to make the malika there, which was above the mokam of malika. The ozel ad demota titoi, and even though by the end of the malika you came downwards, where it is a mokam malika, that's the chiddush that's possible. Even though the beginning of the Malika was in a Mokam, that's possible. And the Chiddush is, even though by the end of the Malika, you came downwards to the Mokam of Malika, still it's possible. Or could the Rafu Namara, the Ruben Amara says, Ukrafuna Omarabasi. Tioma Rafuna Omarabasi Higrim Shlish, that's what I reckon the Shrit of a Behema. If you first start the first of the Shrit is above the Mokam of the Kona. And then the Shachat Shnei Shlishi, then the next two thirds, the rest of the Shrit, even the Rov of the Shrita, is the Mokam Hechsher, still Psilah to its Pesel. As we said before, because by the time the Chiyas goes up by halfway, it has to be Rav done for Shrita. And here that half was not done for Shrita, therefore it's Psilah. So that's the Chiyas, just like by Shrita, there's such a Psilah of Hagroma, who had been by Malika also. If you started it off, and then by the time you got to the halfway, you were, even though you got down to the Mokam Hamlika, but since the beginning, the first third was the Psul, it's already Psul. Oh, Malay Ravacha Bred Rav Ravashi, Hodit Tony Rav Yecheskel. That that we had before, the Rav Yecheskel said a Chiddush, that ain't Ikra Simonim B'yayf, that if you tear this Simonim loose by a bird, there's no Psul. He should know lawyer more. That was only said. That will man the yom and shchitu yef min atero. On the other mid, you rise so you don't have to have a shchitu by knife. But you rise so shchitu oikos kosher even without shchitu. So only mid rabbanon you have to have it. Rashi says this is Reb Lezer. I'm a perka shchek. We'll have later next perek. Reb Lezer holds like this. Then mid rise so shchitu was only said by a behema and not by knife. Since it's only mid rabbanon you have to have a shchitu on a knife. Therefore, there's a clue to say, even though the simonim were nekar, it was torn loose, still the shchita or the malika is good. Avol l'man b'yama.